is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, the birthday boy, Brad Bednar. Hello.
I mean, technically my birthday was
a couple days ago, but it's your birthday week. It's fine. You celebrate all week long.
Are you saying that I'm so old that I have to like celebrate for an entire week now?
And we recommend date night activities for folks in the community who are looking for romantic things to see and do.
Yeah, or to make up for things you said to your husband or other partner.
I didn't say anything. We can run the tape. I could have gotten myself in trouble by saying something, but instead I said nothing and therefore avoided getting into trouble.
Yeah, the older you get, you have to listen to the silences in between the words.
All right. So for date night this week, to change the subject entirely.
That was a terrible seg, but I'll allow it.
So often we talk about like what our topic is going to be, and it's increasingly difficult to come up with topics because we've done this for a couple of years,
we've
come up with a whole bunch of topics. So what I thought this week, since we're recommending romantic things for people to see and do, that instead of having a topic, we would play word association.
I like it.
We will give each other words, and this is not pre-scripted in advance.
And I'm very mad about that. Yeah,
I don't know your words, and
I don't know my words. Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw out a couple of words at you,
and you throw out a couple of words at me,
and we'll come up with date night recommendations. Off the top of our head, on the word.
Yeah, this will be great.
All right. Should I go first or do you want to go first?
You should go first.
All right. Word association number one, exotic.
Exotic. The first thing that pops in my head is that we should go to downtown Durham near Brightleaf and go to Gorsha.
Ooh, we've not been to Gorsha.
We have not been to Gorsha.
This is the Ethiopian place, just west of downtown Durham.
And I think that, like, one, it's a lot of food that I think people have not had before.
I love Ethiopian food.
So when I would go with friends in the past, somebody would always get something that has a bunch of bones in it.
Oh, that's a mistake.
And that's a mistake.
No, you get vegetable mush and you scoop it up with...
With the bread that is also the plate.
Right, and you scoop it up with like the spongy bread.
Now that I know you and I are on the same page, we can go to Gorsha.
You get the gomenwai, you get the kikalicha. It's fantastic.
Because like, I don't think you're going to have an experience like that like in a lot of places in Brightleaf Square in downtown Durham, making it exotic. Point Bednar.
What's your word?
All right, my word off the top of the dome, mulligan.
Mulligan?
Yeah.
All right, so mulligan suggests golf. There's not a lot of golf courses here, but we did. So there is the Chapel Hill Country Club, which is right near Meadowmont. And if you're going to Meadowmont, then you should go to Bluebird.
You absolutely should go to Bluebird, even if you're not going to Meadowmont. Just go to Bluebird anyway.
This is the French restaurant. It's brand new. It's in the it's not even brand new anymore. It's been open for several months. It's in the space that Cafe Carolina vacated, which was a sad loss, but it's a great addition. Is Bluebird, and that's a great
place to
go. A good
mulligan, as it were, a good do-over for that space.
And so many people think about Bluebird as like, oh, it's a fancy place we go for dinner. They also do Sunday brunch, and Sunday brunch is great because you can go do Sunday brunch. It's much like lighter and easier and nicer. You can still order off the full menu if you want, and then you leave there and go to the country club and play a round of golf.
I think you should double date at the Bluebird for brunch because then you can just get like one of everything on the brunch menu. And also one of all the cocktails on the cocktail menu.
That is super fancy. All right, your second word is bright.
Man. Here's a problem.
Your second word, so fun fact, Brad's second word was going to be challenging until 20 seconds before we started this segment, and Brad was like, I hope my second word isn't something like challenging, because that's going to be hard. And I was like, fine.
Yeah, it is a true story. So bright like takes me a whole bunch of places that all have rooftops. So all I'm right. gonna throw out there, go out on like an early evening date and watch like the sun the come sunset. Down, or not watch the sun come down because the rooftop is on the wrong like side of the restaurant.
Get that northern exposure.
Yeah, but go to either Topo, or to Franklin Motors, have a couple of beers, and then all of downtown Chapel Hill is your oyster.
Franklin Motors, you do get the sunset. Topo, the rooftop is on the wrong side, isn't it? It's the northern facing.
It is, which is unfortunate for like the bright concept, but it's not bright, and that's what word association is. You just kind of like dig for it.
One more word.
Circle.
Circle.
Yep.
Ooh, circle. All right, so circle suggests... I want to say Theater in the Round.
Ooh.
I want to say Theater. I want to say Theater in the Round, which would suggest the like black box space that they have at the current art space in downtown Chapel Hill off of Franklin Street. So that's Carolina Performing Arts. So what you should do is get on Carolina Performing Arts' website and look up their upcoming shows. They've got their spring schedule up now, I think. So you should go there and find the most intriguing, exotic, bright, and mulligan-y thing you can find, and get tickets and go there on a date night.
And I think that's like four date nights.
There you go. And that is date nights. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.